surfboard. Yeah, the creek just stole my surfboard. Hey, the creek just stole my surfboard. Yeah, the creek just stole my surfboard. He was slippery, he was slimy, seaweed hanging from his arms. I had a funny feeling it was cause for some alarm. He kept squatting at my feet and knocked me off my board. When I surfaced, he was hanging ten, headed for the shore. Yeah, the creature stole my surfboard. Yeah, the creature stole my surfboard. Hey, the creature stole my surfboard. Yeah, the creature stole my surfboard. Surfboard. Well, the creature stole my surfboard. Yeah, it really stole my surfboard. Well, next thing I remember, I was watched upon the beach. The creature caught a wave, which left my surfboard out of reach. It seems as though his plan was just to take another ride. As quick as he had come, he disappeared before my eyes. The creature stole my surfboard. Yeah, the creature stole my surfboard. Yeah, the creature stole my surfboard. Now the creature stole my surfboard.
Welcome to the Wiggle Room on WFMU. I'm Mr. Gosh. If you're listening to WFMU, you might be listening live on the radio stream. You might be listening on one of the three internet streams, which is where I'm at. We're in Sheena's Jungle Room. This is the Wiggle Room. Hi, Mr. Gosh. How's it going? If you found us, there's a Donate Now button on the homepage of WFMU, and you should press that because we're having a pledge drive right now, and that's what keeps this station going. Now, we'll be starting off the show tonight with a piece called Know Your Records by an artist, actually a couple of artists, called Goshless Panther. Firesign Theater, with a little bit from their recording Eat or Be Eaten, and one of the coolest of the coolest voices ever, Al Jazbo Collins, with a Sunny Cool interview with a hapless DJ being performed by Steve Allen from the recording Lovely Bunch Of. Please stay tuned to The Wiggle Room. Check out that Donate Now button on the WFMU homepage, and we'll be talking to you soon.
I am not old, but the world's technology has been growing at an exponential rate since the time that I was born. The result is that our world today seems like a significantly different place than the world I was born into. iPods, CDs, computer downloads, etc. was simply unimaginable when I was young. We listened to music on records. Cylinders and discs were the two competing formats for a while. Both formats were able to provide only 2 minutes of music in the beginning, but they were later expanded to around 4 minutes. The disc won out, mainly due to a much easier method of manufacture, and on the consumer's end, the disc required less space for the storage of a record collection. By 1912, cylinders were phased out, and the disc became the only format for recorded sound. The early discs were recorded only on one side. They were initially 5 inches in diameter, later increased to 10 inches. In 1902, a man named Edmore Petit noticed something about a disc record. It has 2 sides. One could stamp a recording on both sides of the discs. The customer could buy a record with 2 songs on it instead of 1. Petit received a patent for his idea in 1904. The Victor Record Company purchased the rights to that technology in the United States. This culminated in a 1908 lawsuit against the Columbia Record Company after they had been producing and selling 2-sided discs. The lawyer for Columbia was quoted as saying, "If we are restricted to 1 side of the record, which side shall it be?" This question prompted the judge to void the patent and declare the technology public domain, as it is not the sort of thing that can be patented.
And tell him you heard it on KZIP. We pop the hits that raise the zits at Kudzu Theological School. We're the voice of God in Kudzu County. And here's a special announcement for all you students who attended Professor DeKuth's Roots of Religion lecture. You are hereby ordered to destroy all lecture notes and sewing patterns for the so-called Cloak of Invisibility in the Dean's Bonfire Pit right after chapel. This is the Hawk Moth, and I'll be right back right after this.
Bob Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing oreos from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan,
and who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tape, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Market.
It's Bob Dylan
at the Met.
Good evening. I am filling in for the man who regularly works this shift. And it is my assignment now to interview one of the most influential of today's young musicians, a man equally at home in the fields of pure jazz, rock and roll, folk rock, rock folk, rock folk, and whatever. Here is Sonny Cool.
That's right, man. Here I is.
Yes, Mr. Cool, you are currently appearing in town with the Sonny Cool Sextet. Tell me, who are the members of your sextet?
Well, there's like me, and my drummer Crash Diet, and my flautist Mohammed Jones.
Well, that's only 3 people. How about the other 4 that make up the sextet?
Yeah, how about them? They're too much. Actually, they rarely show up. But it's cool, because when we get to their choruses, like, we just lay out and think about what they would play if they were on the scene, you dig?
I'm not sure. Tell me, what is your instrument, Mr. Cool?
Well, I play the ivories.
I see, you play the piano.
No, man, not the piano, the ivories. It's a bunch of elephant tusks laced together.
I see.
I doubt it. It makes a groovier sound, but while you're playing, you gotta keep an eye on the trunk every inch of the way, man. Because it can reach right out and grab you by the clavement, you know.
Oh. How did you happen to form your sextet, Mr. Cool?
Well, like I took these young cats and I welded them into a real fine group, you know. I welded them into a boss outfit.
You see yourself then as a band leader?
No, as a welder.
I see. What are your hobbies, Sonny?
Well, man, like I dig sports cars. In fact, I'm now driving a crazy set of wheels. Really too much. It's got full pipes, 6 carburetors, twin gaskets, and it does a groovy 125 in seconds And now I'm saving up some bread to get some extra equipment for it, something I've always wanted.
And what's that?
The steering wheel. What's the matter, man?
I think I need a little drink to, as we say, to wet my whistle.
Yeah, well, what's that shiny little thing you took out of your pocket that you're drinking out of, man?
Oh, that's a hip flask.
It don't look so hip to me.
Yes, never mind. Listen now, you mentioned you're a flautist. Not familiar with that word. What does a flautist play?
He plays the flout, man. You putting me on?
Well, yes, I put you on here about 2 minutes ago, and we've both been on since then.
Crazy. What are you on?
I'm on the air.
Oh, groovy. I'll have to try that. Some sort of Zen or yogi scene, I suppose, huh?
I'm afraid, sir, that I don't follow you.
I'd be afraid if you did, man.
Well, tell me, where are you playing in town? At what club?
Well, last week, we played at the Banana Boat, and now we're at a place called something else.
And what else is it called?
What else is what called?
The place you're playing.
I just told you, it's something else.
Never mind. What songs, Mr. Cooler, what songs are you recording at present?
Well, like I just did an album called Sunny with Strings.
Oh, you use violins.
No, man. Strings, you know, like twine, thread, skinny rope.
I see.
Yeah, you can get groovy sounds out of them little things if you pluck them just right, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
But I recorded some nice old tunes, some mood things.
I see. Such as?
Such as Stokely Carmichael's Stardust.
I see. Now, Mr. Cool, you have a lot of young fans who, if you don't mind my saying so, wear strange clothes and seem to live by their own rules. What do you think of boys with hair longer than their girlfriends?
With hair longer than their girlfriends, what?
I don't know. I must say, I'm not the regular man here, you understand. I'm just filling in.
I dig.
Yes. I must say that I don't seem to be doing a very good job of uncovering the real inner Sunny Cool. I wonder what makes you tick.
Oh, I don't know, man. Unless it's this cheap wristwatch I'm wearing. But don't worry, Pops. After all, we just met.
Well, not really. Oddly enough, you see, you literally bumped into me at the airport here in town about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, excuse me, man. Sorry I took so long to apologize.
Well, it's nothing. Now, Mr. Cool, you're also a composer of music. Just how do you write your songs?
Oh, brilliantly, man. Brilliantly.
That's not quite what I... Well, never mind. One last question. What would you advise young people who want to follow in your footsteps?
Well, if they find anything I drop, I hope they'll bring it to me before the fuzz finds it. But seriously, I think young cats who want to make the scene should form a group and get a good name for themselves.
How do you mean, get a good name?
Well, you know, like the Electric Prunes, the Chocolate Watch Band, the Jefferson Airplane, the Only Alternative and His Other Possibilities. In fact, I invented a name machine that can make up names all by itself.
A name machine? How does it work?
Well, it's got two sections, man. One section is full of adjectives like chocolate, electric, yellow, velvet, sideways, and so forth. Then the other section is full of nouns. Like watch band, applesauce, sweatshirt, hockey puff. You dig?
I think so, yes.
Now, you just take a word from column A and a word from column B. And you automatically got the name of a new group. Now, look here. Let's shake up the box. That's it. Now, we got the Chocolate Catcher's Mitt.
Oh, yes.
The Electric Bird Seed.
I see. Let me shake that thing up there. Oh, look what I've got. The Velvet Garbage Can.
And the Peanut Butter Brassiere.
Oh, yes. And it fell into place all by itself. It's not our fault. Let's see here. Oh, look at that, the oatmeal typewriter.
And here's the molasses draft card.
Yes, let's see what these two words, the Presbyterian sunflower.
And the psychedelic postage stamp.
Yes, the chocolate dress shield. This is remarkable.
Yeah, tonight on The Wiggle Room, we're playing a lot of pieces all about radio. Because that's what we're doing here. This is radio. This is WFMU radio. The nation's longest free-form radio station. Started off in 1958. 1967, the first what was called free-form radio show was broadcast by Ben Scalise's The Closet from 12 to 6 a.m. When I first started doing radio in college, and then in a community station in Minneapolis, where I still do radio, I was able to do a show from 1 to 6 a.m. on Sunday night, Monday morning, and I found it tremendously liberating and extraordinary with the amount of music that you could play and people who would call in. If you're into that kind of thing, WFMU is a standard bearer. One broadcast signal, three internet signals. If you're interested in supporting this kind of thing, hit that Donate Now button on the webpage. It's really easy. It'll take you to a page where you can fill out your information, get some really cool stuff if that's what you're interested in, donate it back to the station if that's what you're interested in. Keep it going. We're only here because you've been helping us out for all that long. Yep. Okay. So, we're going to be hearing now a piece from an On You Sound record label sample, and then really a classic radio piece called Chaos Parts 1 and 2. Bob Arbogast and Stan Ross. This was a single that came out in the late 50s, early 60s, parodying commercial radio. And according to the liner notes on Wikipedia, so it's online and it must be true, for the first 3 days, a lot of radio stations played this, and across the nation it sold over 10,000 singles, which was pretty unusual at the time. And then by the fourth day, PR and admin people of the radio stations began to realize that they were being tremendously lampooned, so it was no longer broadcast. So here we are, Chaos, Parts 1 and 2, on The Wiggle Room on WFMU.
Spend my life playing records.
Easy. The local line's connected to the London line. The London line's connected to the Circle line. The Circle line's connected to the Crew line. The Crew line's connected to the League line. The League line's connected to the London line. The London line's connected to the Circle line.
3:31 a.m. according to the BKOS master clock in Greenwich, England, and time for Speedy Clip.
If you're sweaty and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on the Speedy Clip Show on KOS, Chaos Radio, Channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1, and a third. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now, we're to the Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago, Dickie Shortcap and Oh Linda.
Oh Linda.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrola, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees, for vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, King Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimbalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimbalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint if clear skin persists. See your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
Chaos Radio, Channel 6, 4, 12, 2 thirds and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kids. Out there.
And today it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh Emily.
Oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh.
Davy Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. The big KOS newsroom. This news is happening now.
Washington. Informed sources on credit with Swan Swans, Pelham, Wick, China, Port, and Weedport, Crown, Drop the Bomb. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Boys at Chalkin Corporation, Western Adorbs, Strikes, about a higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief press for Anna Crabble, the man of Mickey Cohen, Don't Break the Devil, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big chaos newsroom.
the news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all the news, guys out there in Radio Land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're our teenage guest disc jockey now.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip show, and yesterday's predicted hit, a record never played before yesterday, and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey, BFC, Fat Billy Wiley of the Swingin', Oh Mama! Paul Sully and his police record of Old Henry on KOS, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS, where there's something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS Radio.
Where it's now time to telephone a teen. And today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie. Here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's Telephone-a-Teen jackpot, where once again we'll try to prove it pays to listen to KOS.
It pays to listen to KOS, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Denny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the Motorcycle Moon, but you... Traffic information, we switch controls to KOS mobile unit number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is mobile unit number 7. It's extremely difficult speaking in for a microphone and steering at the same time. Look out, there's another truck.
Back at KOS Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank's Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the KOS approval seal.
Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. A tune you kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Burger's haunting rendition of Privately. Hold it, hold it. Wait a moment. I've just been handed this message from the KOS News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9.
Immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
5.
I'll even play a Count Basie record.
3.
Look, I won't even doing this
2,
to make a buck.
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire!
Elvis Ricky Hill!
Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
All right, you're listening to The Wiggle Room on WFMU Radio. It might be WFMU Broadcast. .com on any one of the three broadcast signals, internet signals. We're on Sheena's listening room. This is the Wiggle Room. I'm Mr. Gosh. Hi, thanks for joining us tonight. We're playing songs about radio, tunes about radio, and sounds about radio, because WFMU is radio. It kind of defines what community radio and freeform radio is all about. And if you're interested in this kind of thing, if you like to support this kind of thing, we're having a pledge drive right now. And now is the time to show your support. There's a Donate Now button on the homepage, and really a Donate Now, a Pledge Now button throughout the website right now. And you can check it out and support us. If you're listening to us, we're here because people like you have supported us throughout the years. It's a really big deal. All right. Let's get back into the music and the sounds. We're going to be hearing kind of a mishmash of sounds, but in the background, in the foreground, we'll be hearing excerpts from Nina Hagen from her Nunsex Monk Rock record, The Buzzcocks, with a piece called Radio 9. Mr. Gosh, which is also me. Hi, I'm Mr. Gosh. And a piece called Radio Minneapolis 1986. And what this is just spinning the radio dial on a cassette deck that had a radio and a record button. Pretty exemplary. Molly O'Day and the Cumberland Mountain Folks with a piece called Heaven's Radio. Mr. Gosh, once again, driving around St. Louis sometime in the late 1980s and happened to catch this just insane vitrolic radio creature, and that's him with some other stuff going on. Some Echoplex, old sound sampling stuff going on, and then Eugene Chadbourne of Shockabilly fame with a piece called Devil on the Radio. All of that and so much more in the Wiggle Room with Mr. Gosh on WFMU in Sheena's Jungle Room. So thank you, and hit that pledge button. Talk to you soon.
This is again Radio Yerevan with our news.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to turn on the machine. This is Radio Yerevan. My name is Hans Ivanovich Hagen. And this is...
Minutes and 33 seconds.
What? The girl talks something. All the time. Well, not all the time, but
right from New York City all the way down south.
Nearby. But I'm glad you're listening to him.
I'ma tell your party people how I begin. It started when I'm living in Long Island.
Wonderful invention they call the radio. You can hear it anywhere you chance to go. But the static in the air sometimes makes it hard to hear. But it's not so with Heaven's Radio. Heaven's Radio on the other shore. For my precious Savior always listens in. It's the same old radio that was used a long time ago. For my precious Savior always listens in. Daniel in the lion's den with his prayers that surely win. For my precious Savior always listens in. And I know without a doubt honest prayers will bring you out. out, for my precious Savior always listens in. Heaven's radio on the other shore, for my precious Savior always listens in. It's the same old radio that was used long time ago, for my precious Savior always listens in. Just to lean on Jesus' breast, there is blessed peace and rest, and the comfort that's provided by His Word. If the blessings don't come in, get on your knees and dial again, and soon the voice of Jesus will be heard. Heaven's radio on the other shore, for my precious Savior always listens in. It's the same old radio that was used long time ago, for my precious Savior always listens in. Heaven's radio on the other shore, for my precious Savior always listens in. It's the same old radio that was used long time ago, for my precious Savior always listens in.
Amen. 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 I make you want to vomit. Some of these folks call it the reverend. Hello, hello, hello. God is going to tear you. Don't call preachers apart. Amen. Who's supposed to know the man can probably sin, and that the cure is Jesus? Amen. Yet you want to tell him that the government must find money for their research, for to get research for the cure. Amen. Let me tell you, you could drain the nation dry. Our nation is indebted already. Our nation is in trouble right now. Amen. And all of it is because of sin. She's going broke. Stranger is taking over our land. And that's what God said would happen when you sin against your God. He said, woman, we'll rule over you. Amen. That's a sign of weakness. When woman begins to take over, amen, and want to rule. Oh, yes. With the word of the living God. Amen. Amen. So when you sin against God, amen, sin brings destruction. And the only cure for sin is when you repent and turn back to God. Come and tell God you're sorry. You're asking Him to forgive you. And you will obey His word. Amen. Then God will heal us. Oh, Rama, oh, Tehila, oh, Matata. Oh, yes, sir. I said, God will heal us. Amen. When we repent. Amen. God will save us. Amen. God will heal us. Only God can heal us. Amen. Hosea chapter 6. Come, let us return to the Lord. For He has torn and He will heal us. He has smitten.
We give Him divine direction to rush into the cavern that this particular earthquake will form. It will become literally a bomb shelter for them.
Like tiny horses.
They will be preserved and saved.
Leaping along the tops of the
mountains. In the place.
Listen to the noise.
It will be the place
of
death.
Like the rumbling
of
chariots or the roar of fire sweeping across a field.
Now the fate of the beast and the false prophet is dealt with very quickly. It's in Revelation 19, and the evil creature was captured.
This
and with him, the false prophet,
but lies
who could do mighty miracles
life.
When the evil creature was present.
Is there life?
Miracles that deceived
life,
all who had accepted the evil creature's mark and who worshipped his statue.
They scaled the wall,
both of
they
them,
and trained
the evil creature or the beast
straight forward,
and his false prophet were thrown
ranks.
Alive
they never
into the lake
other.
Of fire that
each
burned
right
with sulfur.
No what happened to Satan?
He was brought up to be scared of the devil.
He thought he had that all licked. He thought the angels guided his way, not the devil. So the voice on the radio must be a trick.
Can anybody tell me how I'm coming in?
He said, I can hear you loud and clear. You say, you're the devil. Won't you please tell me who this really is? Is some teenager high on drugs saying he's the devil? You're the last breakity break now. Come on. The door, scared of the devil. There were voices talking tongues in his brain. Could have been a trick, or it might have been the devil. You'll never be the same again.
Hey, hello everyone, this is Mr. Gosh. Thanks for pulling into the Wiggle Room tonight. We've got a lot of elbow room in the Wiggle Room, and there's always room for more, especially during a pledge drive. WFMU is the nation's oldest running, continually running, community-oriented freeform radio station. It goes back to 1958 in its original orientation. Late 1960s for the freeform radio aspect of it. And it's, over 60, 70 years of doing this freeform, freaked-out radio stuff. And if this is important to you, if you like to listen to different kinds of people expressing different kinds of views with different kinds of music, and it's the kind of thing you want to support, now is the time to do it. There's a Donate Now button on the homepage. There's Donate Now buttons all over the place, however you are listening to this digitally. And if you're listening to it in the broadcast range, you can always call them too, but I'm not going to give you that phone number. My name is Mr. Gosh. I'm sitting in on the first Tuesday of every month for the Wiggle Room, and I'm really enjoying myself. And we heard Eugene Chadbourne with Devil on the Radio. Coming up next for this next set is going to be some silly stuff. We're going to be hearing Monty Python with a piece called Rock Notes, parodying the BBC. Really weird record from the early 80s called Tomorrow's Radio, predicting radio in the future. Negative Land, why is this commercial? A band called the Beatniks. Yep, you bet, with Television and The Who, with some radio jingles from their Who Sell Out recording. All this stuff tonight is about radio and TV, because WFMU is a very unique radio station, not only in the United States, but really across the world. But it sets an example of what you can do with the right kind of support and the right kind of people. And if that's the kind of thing you're into, find that Donate Now button and follow it. Fill it out and support us. Thank you very much. Here's some more music.
Rex Stardust, lead Electric Triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket, has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. flamboyant ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle. Fell off the back of a motorcyclist, most likely, quipped Ace drummer Jumbo McClooney on hearing of the accident. Plans are already afoot for a major tour of Iceland. Divorced after only 8 minutes, popular television singing star Charisma changed her mind on the way out of the registry office when she realised she'd married one of the donkeys by mistake. The evening before, in LA's glittering night spot, the Abattoir, she had proposed to drummer Reg Abbott of Blind Drunk, after a whirlwind romance and a knee trembler. But when the hangover lifted, it was Keith Sly of the Donkees who was on her arm in the registry office. Keith, who was too ill to notice, remained unsteady during the short ceremony, and when asked to exchange vows, began to recite names and addresses of people who also used the stuff. Charisma spotted the error as Keith was being carried into the wedding ambulance and became emotionally upset. However, the mistake was soon cleared up and she stayed long enough to consummate their divorce. Dead Monkeys are to split up again, according to their manager, Lefty Goldblatt. They've been in the business now 10 years, 9 as other groups. Originally the Dead Salmon, they became for a while Trout, then Fried Trout, then Poached Trout in a white wine sauce, and finally Herring. Splitting up for nearly a month, they reformed as Red Herring, which became Dead Herring for a while, and then Dead Loss, which reflected the current state of the group. Splitting up again to get their heads together, they reformed a fortnight later as Heads Together, a tight little name which lasted them through a difficult period when their drummer was suspected of suffering from death. It turned out to be only a rumour, and they became Dead Together, then Dead Gear, which led to Dead Donkeys, Lead Donkeys, and the inevitable split-up. After nearly 10 days, they reformed again as Soul Meunier, then Dead Soul, Rock Cod, Turbot, Haddock, Whitebait, The Places, Fish, Bream, Mackerel, Salmon, Poached Salmon, Poached Salmon in a White Wine Sauce, Salmon Meunier, and Helen Shapiro. This last name, their favourite, had to be dropped following an injunction, and they split up again. When they reformed after a record-breaking 2 days, they ditched the fishy references and became Dead Monkeys, a name which they stuck with for the rest of their careers. Now, a fortnight later, they finally split up. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
What do you think of Dead Duck?
What do I think of Dead Duck?
Oh, not too...
February 19, 1983.
The year is 1983. 2,000 tomorrows from now. The world you live in is dramatically different. Now, exposure to unprocessed air for more than 30 minutes has been declared hazardous to your health by the Surgeon General. Vehicles run noiselessly on tracks within tubes. The driver simply selects his terminal destination and then relaxes or works during the trip. Major traffic arteries automatically link vehicles with a common destination. They are pulled by a single high-efficiency motor car to conserve energy. Bell Centrex picture phone systems are now in wide use in residential areas. Litigation still delays their installation at pay telephones due to the first arrest for indecent exposure by long distance. An aggressive Congress has succeeded in declaring American Telephone and Telegraph a corporate monopoly. The 17 new companies created by the breakup are responsible for information calls being dropped to a reasonable 50 cents each. Medical science announces the last known case of cancer was eradicated in Mombasa, Kenya in December 1982. The medium known as radio has survived, but it bears little resemblance to the archaic technology of the 70s. Tape has become obsolete as a means of recording and playing sound. Now, a mini computer's digital memory stores up to 2 continuous hours of music per punch card. The frequency range of radio stations has been expanded to 25 hertz through 20 kilohertz. Because of the cable, all signals are equal in strength and quality. Instantaneous feedback is now universally used to determine ratings. Every station is equipped with electronic readouts showing the exact number of receivers tuned to their channel at any given moment. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles is now 700 pages long. We take you now to a radio station in 1983.
New to you on K9 Kid Power Radio, that's the big one. C-Spot Dick Jane from the supergroup Minneapolis St. Paul. You got the squirrely thing to do, Billy Squirrel, with the satellite sounds for listeners 9 and under. K9 Kitty Radio.
K9 Kitty Radio.
Complete news next on K9 Kid Power Radio. Give us 15 seconds of your time and we'll give you the world.
Here's the news, wink is a wink, for all you people who don't want to think.
This is Barbara Walters with the news. Washington, 2 people. Newark, a windmill and an armadillo. Details of these stories when I return.
The news is brought to you by Pennywise Pound Foolish, the leading financial magazine aimed at that group with the greatest purchasing power, 9 and under. That's you. Insist that your mommy or daddy read you this week's issue tonight.
Barbara Walters again with the news. The infamous Carter tapes are in the news again today as newly elected U.S. President Idi Amin announced the entire Carter tape library would be released to the American public on his own Fat Black Cat label. Mamie Eisenhower revealed today she had recently undergone a sex change operation. Gordon McClendon today announced plans to sell NBC, saying, "This is absolutely the last of my networks I plan to sell." In Washington today, two people, and in Newark, a windmill and an armadillo. And finally, in this hour's news, the radioactive cloud is over Little Rock moving toward New Orleans.
K9 News.
It's nothing intellectual.
K9 News.
If you're intellectual.
Cut. How great was that? Is he worth the money? Sophia.
Okay, here we go, folks. Start the wind. And the smoke. And playback.
I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi.
Cut. It's great. Let's look at these.
Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial?
Going to sell Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me. I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me. I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me. I'm using this to sell you this.
Feel good about Pepsi. Feel good about Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me. I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi.
It's that last 1 foot, I call it, in the supermarket, where that 1 foot between your hand reaching this direction or that direction is an emotional one.
Why is this commercial?
And that's the bonding you want to get.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot, I call it.
Why is this commercial?
That 1 foot, 1 foot, 1 foot. Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, the traditional role here, the black athletes, use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product. But don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters, that are putting blacks in new and in different settings.
Hi, I'm Herschel Walker. I'm not just running through a line when I say, hi, I'm Herschel Walker.
I need a Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi, Pepsi.
Feel good about Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi. Feel good about Pepsi.
Testimonials by celebrities.
And that's why Michael, whose face you like, or we know that a large number of people are crazy about him, as soon as you see him, say, oh, I wonder what this is going to be about.
You're a whole new generation.
$5 million to star in 2 90-second ads. Pepsi.
Are you sure you want to use a celebrity?
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Corporations often spend millions of dollars to secure celebrity endorsements, but commercial campaigns can be wiped out overnight if a celebrity says the wrong thing or their image changes.
To just put a celebrity up there. To just put a celebrity up there.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hi, this is Marion Ross.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
See if you can identify this sound.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Believe me, it hurts.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
To just put a celebrity up there. To just put a celebrity up there and have him hawk your product. Go work.
Believe me.
Put him there in a way that is engaging, is charming, has a bit of a story going for it. We have found it's really...
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
A most successful formula.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
A most successful formula.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Be very quiet, please.
Hello, this is Ricardo
Ready
Montalban.
Roll, rolling.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
The Madonna media blitz for Pepsi will begin in March when the new commercials are scheduled to premiere in the U.S., Japan, Australia, and the Soviet Union. And this footnote from an earlier soft drink campaign. It was exactly 5 years ago today that Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire while filming a Pepsi commercial in Los Angeles.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem strange to me.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem strange to me.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem like...
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Like out and out. Hello, saying, this is Ricardo Montalban. I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Underwear.
Sell you this. Sell you this.
Hello, this is William Christopher from MASH and Aftermath.
Sell you this.
But I've got to admit, there's a string attached. A string called dental floss.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Now listen to this.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hello, I'm Chuck Connors for the Giraffe Project.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
People were coming up to me saying, I love Family Ties, I love Back to the Future, and I love that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
And I love it, and kids loved it, and they started to treat it like a movie.
And playback started.
This is Ricardo Montalban.
Viewers guess that the celebrity has been born.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Now, they lost
someone who... Hey, answering the... Why
did
she...
Oh. Nobody, nobody knows.
God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug,
television.
And one man who is the master of that medium, the president of the U.S. of A.
Television.
Drugging the nation, breeding ignorance, and feeding radiation.
Television.
Why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily? Why most people think Central America means Kansas? Communism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy.
Television!
The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, and feeding radiation.
Television!
Television! Drug of the nation,
in the nation,
breeding ignorance, and feeding radiation.
TV
is the stomping ground for political candidates. Where bears in the woods are chased by kitchen formula bald eagles. Where all you need to do to get elected is to make monkey movies. Just ask Clinton Ryan. And where states in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it.
On television,
the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Television,
television,
drug of the nation,
drug of the nation,
breeding ignorance
and feeding radiation.
Women who suddenly realize that they may have taken something when they were pregnant.
The channel?
I beg your
pardon. TV!
It's a place where self-canceling phrases like fresh frozen, pop art, and military intelligence have become standard.
TV!
It's a place where words are redefined like come to the freedom fighter. Insanity still through aggressive regime on
television!
Drug nation, breeding ignorance,
Television.
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 The drug of the nation.
Television.
Television. The drug of the nation.
Television.
Television. The drug of the nation.
Television.
Television. The drug of the nation.
Television.
Television. The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television.
The drug of the nation.
Television
Okay, well, all right, and thanks. It's really been a hot time in the old town tonight. Thanks for listening in to WFMU in the Wiggle Room on Sheena's Jungle Room. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you sticking around with WFMU for all these years, helping to support it. Right now, we're having our pledge drive. Looks like March 2nd through the 15th. Check it out. Participate if you can. Hit that donate now button. Fill out whatever you can. You can do it monthly, you can do it once a year. All kinds of cool stuff is available, but the main thing that you're doing is helping to keep a unique, independent media voice alive in a world of just rampant deluge of billionaire media voice. It's awful. So anyway, yabba dabba doo. Welcome to WFMU. My name is Mr. Gosh. Be closing off this show of the Wiggle Room. Well, this is a piece actually from the Clash record Sandinista, and it's a radio call-in with Joe Strummer, and it sounds like a somewhat hapless DJ on a WBAI, one of your sister stations over there in New York City. But anyway, it's on from the Sandinista record, and we'll be closing off the show with one of my favorite bands ever, a band called Tupelo Chainsex, with "The Revolution Will Be Televised." Thank you. This is Mr. Gosh, and I'll be talking to you next month on The Wiggle Room. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're back again. And, of course, you're listening to WBAI in New York, and this program is Labrish. My name is Habte Selassie, and we're speaking with Baba, or maybe Ras Baba.
Can I give a message? Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, let's have some music now, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
You're right.
The revolution will be televised. Film at 11.
on your TV screen. So if you don't have a ticket, you won't miss anything. Like the revolution will be televised, and you can watch it at home.
worlds upon worlds, worlds without end. In these galaxies, every possible reality exists. And what is reality on any one world is mere fantasy on all others. Here, all is real and all is illusion. What is, what was, and what will be start here with the words, "In the beginning there was..."
You are listening to
Meditations.
Mid Valley.
Mutations.
Mutations.
On Sheena's Jungle Room.
Mid Valley.
Here we go again.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
Airport is close to the city with a giant dirigible hangar so that it can be turned easily to meet any wind direction. It is resting in a pool of liquid.
And welcome to Mid Valley Mutations. Here on... Oh, hey, that's a little hot, isn't it? That's a little better. On Sheena's Jungle Room and WFMU. Trying things in a slightly different configuration today because, I got tired of the way things used to be. And so I wanted to try things differently. Hopefully it sounds nice and clear and loud. Because that is the best way to listen to the radio. Yes, welcome. We got a little bit of a digital salon going tonight, which is always pleasant and excellent, because tonight, of course, is our first week of marathoning. Or as